You're listening to Ghostly Talk.
So, you know, I wish we were taping the stuff that's on break here.
No, that'd be bad.
You're probably right, Bonnie.
I got a hand job on break, though. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
He massaged my hand.
I watched.
He massaged my hand.
Where's the job for him?
Was it good for you, Bonnie?
Oh, it was very good for me. That's all I'm saying.
What did you explain hands
He massaged my hands.
See, if we're going to make these innuendos, you got to make sure it's a standard.
I've already stated that he massaged my hands. And as a massage
but
therapist...
But you let off with hand job.
I know. But as a massage therapist, my hands hurt all the time, so...
What's that song from Greece? Learn to hand job?
That must be Greece, too.
No, that's in Greece.
I've been told we have to do a toast.
Oh, yes, we do. We have to do a toast. Hey, yours is different than mine.
Is there anyone else who would like to take a part in this action here? Wow. Anybody?
Anyone
look at that.
Wait.
Now, wait. Now, what do I have here? Can somebody, what do I have?
Tequila.
Werbo.
Gut rot.
Cheers.
I don't drink tequila normally.
Cheers.
Cheers.
7 years, guys. 7 years.
Love
seven
you guys. Oh. Woo!
Here I go. Oh!
Here.
That's priceless.
That'll put some hair on your chest.
Oh, too late.
I know. Let me wax it.
Oh,
no.
God. Oh, riveting radio. Riveting.
Paper towel.
Ironically, I don't think that's the first time we're going to hear that tonight.
That was the Cuervo you guys gave me?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I had some of the hottest vanilla vodka ever.
Pour me out of you, man.
You did vanilla vodka?
Yeah.
I did, bud.
Good idea.
There's a shot of tequila sitting in front of me, but I don't touch it.
Good.
So now that I'm good and sauced...
Because we don't want hair on your chest.
Right.
Yeah.
I got half of it on my mustache, I think, or something.
That's for Amber later.
You are having.
She's gonna lick it off me like a cat when I'm passed out on my bed.
Yeah, she's got to get action somehow, doesn't she?
No, now you're questioning my man. Now you're crazy.
I'm not questioning it.
No, she pretty much already knows. <We're>... Girls. All I think is girls talk. I
don't get, man.
I love you, Scott.
Girls go in the bathroom and they sit on these couches and talk.
How'd you get
time.
In there?
I didn't get in. I saw one of them accidentally let the door open. I'm like, oh my God, you guys have a couch in there.
No, if there's women, Doug's invited.
Yes, I just go in and we exchange makeup tips. But no,
can we get off my libido, please?
Okay. Let's address paranormal state.
Okay. All right.
Do you want my honest opinion? Because I can sum it up real quick.
Man, that's fine. Go ahead.
Scott, before you do that, can you say everything before you have to say director's log?
No.
Director's log.
Stardate.
Hold on. It's dead time. Anyways, the show is horrible. It's actually worse than Ghostly Talk.
Yeah, we thought we set the bar on crap.
But let's leave it to them to come up.
The thing is that people persist to tell us that this is a decent show, which really blows
me
away.
I've really tried to convince them otherwise. They won't listen.
So,
okay. The only thing I have to say about Paranormal State, I've seen like a part of an episode. I've heard the things. I've read the things online. I've heard people talk about it. There are people who really like it out there. More people don't like it than actually like it.
That's okay. That's a
I just don't
thing,
have an opinion on it.
People like you spanked with nails too.
I happen to be one of them.
I agree, Sean.
Hey, I got a boy.
I agree.
I happen to be one of them. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't think that a team of college students are necessarily the best idea to invite into your haunting and get help.
Oh, welcome to the party, Amber.
Not even that, Doug. I mean,
you're a good photographer.
Investigator who goes to a person's house, a client's house, and calls you for help and lights candles.
My stomach hurts.
I mean, come on.
Tequila?
Tequila.
Colon blow?
Yeah, colon blow.
Somebody give me my herbs right now. I need to cleanse my system.
But I mean, a person's calling you into their house for help already. Why scare the hell out of them even more doing dead time?
Well, okay, and that is a very, very good point, and I will reiterate something that I said years ago on this show, and I've been...
It's tequila talking.
Somehow I find our points are going to be harder and harder to make as the night progresses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we're toasting again in a minute. So.
That's how I like it.
One thing I said, you know, Doug, we've discussed this before on the show here, and I know for a fact that, you know, the times that we've went and done work in houses and stuff, the number one thing we've always said is, like, look, we're going to take pictures, we're going to take audio, we're going to do all this stuff. Can you handle that? You think you might have a ghost in your house right now. We're going to come in here and we might validate that for you. So can you handle that? If we come in here and you think you have a ghost and we take a picture and we get some, everybody's pointing at me now.
No,
what do I do?
It's picture time.
Oh, my God. All right, there's the...
You didn't do that on the air, did you?
Yes, I did.
You need to
fluff.
Oh, my
all right,
God.
So.
No, there's a guy pointing totally other way.
I'm just enjoying doing this.
Okay, so, like I was saying, though, you know, by doing this, the thing with this field, bottom line, is that, you know, and Sean, we were discussing this earlier before we started doing this thing, the barriers to entry are very low. It's very easy to become, and I say this in quotes, an expert in this field. It's very easy to do that. Pretty much it's as simple as putting together a MySpace page and putting, I'm an expert on there, and you're an expert, right? It's a sad thing. It's the way things are right now. But people take that seriously, especially people that are complete laymans to this stuff that don't go out and do this kind of investigating and whatnot. So,
Shawnee Lee, I love you.
So, I think by going in there and telling people every single time, you know, look, all we're seeing is what's on TV.
Well,
all you're seeing is what's on TV, period.
And even with that, I get a lot of stuff, Scott, about where people come in and they talk about, ooh, I watch tabs, my house is haunted, and things like that. Well, first off, let's see the evidence. Any team that's out there, put the evidence out there. I'd like to see Paranormal State put the evidence out there.
Show us your orbs.
Yeah, I want to see...
Hey, no orbs, George.
I want to see some physical proof of a haunting rather than personal experience. A personal experience is nothing unless it's backed up by audio or video evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree. I just, you know, to be fair with the whole thing, I mean, I've watched 10 minutes of Paranormal State. Let's answer the question here. I've watched 10 minutes of it. Amber flicked it on one day, and I watched 10 minutes of it, and I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I can't deal with this. This isn't what I've experienced out there with no cameras on me or no producers or no directors or anything like that. And I'd like to think that the stuff that we've done as investigators, not broadcasters, investigators, you know, I think we've tried to, you know, keep it as on the ground and real as we can to try to get the best evidence we can. And I tell you right now, we've been milking the same evidence for 5 years now, right, Doug?
Because evidence is few and far between.
It's few and far between. We've been milking the same evidence, you know, even on our show for all these years because it's the best stuff we got back in 2004.
Well, you got to look at it from this way, Scott. The things that are out there, you're looking at 99.9% of the cases, they're not haunts. They're just physical and environmental things.
I agree.
I mean, when you're looking at evidence, it's the small amount of evidence that you do get, which do, you know, consolidate the haunting along with personal experiences and all the evidence you do get.
Yeah.
Now, someone says, oh, everything's haunted. Well, it kind of brings everything into question, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it totally does. And there's a, that's the beauty of doing this thing. We've been saying this since day one, is that, you know, the sky's the limit. There's a million ways to approach this. There's a million ideas out there. And that's a good thing, but I think it can be a bad thing at the same time, because if somebody, you know, people can be taken advantage of. Let's just say it like that. People can be taken advantage of.
The thing that bothers me with the show... The thing that bothers me about the show is that he goes to...
Boy, I became a statistic that night, I tell you.
...that are many miles apart, but yet it's always about him. This demon is if there's anything bad in the house,
it's a docudrama. Let's be... It's a docudrama, okay? I don't... Look, reality TV, in this opinion, is not reality. It's as scripted
like
as it comes.
It's through the family that needs help. No. It's about me. I have a demon
let's put it this way.
Haunting all these people, but it's after me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what kills me.
I don't want to promote these people any more than we have to. Okay, so let's put it to bed by saying this. I'm gonna make my point, and you know, if you guys want to throw something out, that's cool. If I had a choice between two shows... We got Paranormal State here, and we got Operation Repo here, right? Have you guys seen Operation Repo? And I
no.
Seen the show?
Yeah, yeah.
I would watch Operation Repo.
How about The Entity and Benny Hill show?
Benny Hill.
Okay, I'll put it to you this way. If I have a choice, and Doug will know how serious I am when I say this. If I had a choice, Paranormal State, Star Trek... I'd watch Star Trek.
Okay. Wow.
Hey, 10 points to the guy.
Well, yeah, kind of the same.
10 points to the Paranormal State people. Keep doing what you're doing. If you believe in it, that's great. Not my cup of tea. Don't tell me it's your cup of tea, Doug. Don't tell me it's your cup of tea, Bonnie. And
not
I think
by a long
the rest
shot.
Of the party kind of shares our opinion. Fine. Okay, we've addressed this. I'm done with it.
Next question.
Me too. What's the next question?
Well, haunted history. Aren't those the best?
Oh, I love haunted history.
Let's talk about most haunted.
I even like most haunted.
Wait, I'm possessed.
It's not. I see. I feel it in the foyer. In the foyer with a club. I don't know.
Well, that's another group of people that need to be thrown off a cliff pretty quick, too. if we're going to bitch, let's
however,
do it right.
It's more it's a heck of a lot more entertaining than Paranormal State.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because
you
can't
take... Entertaining, if you're looking at it as entertainment value.
You can't take most haunted seriously no matter what. Yeah. And I love that about it.
I've lived through that, though. You've lived through that, Doug.
What?
We've been through stuff like that personally.
Yes.
I've been to haunted places.
I'm possessed. Right
I've been to haunted places where people were literally doing that.
What, being possessed?
No. Not yet, but...
Close.
Where I've been in a situation...
Just me by evil.
They just point and they go, ooh, it's a ghost! Away, and then...
You guys
are
right.
Don't
start
that
there.
Check that one off.
It was some paranormal.
Say no. What I was saying.
Yes.
With ectoplasm.
I was
shocked.
That was an ectoplasm, sweetheart.
Wasn't a big load of ectoplasm.
No ectoplasm jokes. No orb jokes.
God bless it. I gotta leave.
No
we
orbs?
Need to be.
That's all my
oh,
best
I
material.
Love orbs.
Orbs.
Orbs are my favorite thing in the whole world.
Dude, my head hurts.
I'm drooling.
What?
No, what I was saying about this whole, the most haunted thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We've lived that. I know we've all been through that, where you're in a place and you're ghost hunting, and you have the person there who's sensitive, and that's cool, right? But when I'm walking somewhere, and I've been in this before where somebody's like... It's right here. I feel it. And I go...
It's touching me. It's leering at you.
Yeah. There's nothing here, man. I don't feel anything. You might feel something. That's great. I don't have the gift.
No.
I don't know.
No.
I don't have the gift.
Can you give me one of
these? We gotta let Doug take a break here so he can change.
Doug's gonna drink all my beer.
Who wants Doug to do a shot?
Yeah, I think Doug should do one.
Oh, hey, Doug, we'll do a shot. We're going to go to break.
I
want to
do another one.
Wait, do another shot.
No, not maybe when we go on the air next. a yeah, half hour.
Come on, Doug. Everybody's doing it. Come on, Doug. Everybody's doing it, dude. Go ahead.
I know you want to.
I know I'm not driving tonight.
I don't know if anybody who should be schlocked by the end of the night should be done.
Oh, I worked over 60 hours this week.
You deserve it then. You've earned the right to have a hangover.
To Doug.
You're drinking RB.
Hey, yeah, yeah. What's
up? RB.
Here's to Doug, right, the guy that doesn't know how to use the phone.
When we come back, tell Scotty.
We're going to talk more crap about people on TV or something.
We have more listener questions to go through.
No, we got other more productive things. At least as productive as we can be tonight. We've done that. I'm not going to PR any of these people anymore. It's not what we do here. You all right, Doug? What was that?
It was vanilla vodka.
I'm just happy to be on Ghostly Talk.
Yay! Sean, we gotta get you over here.
It's about time you got on a good show.
Go to break.
Ghostly Talk. Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
Ball State Paranormal is proud to announce it's hosting the first East Central Indiana Paranormal Conference. July 9th to the 11th. 3 days of special guests, workshops, lectures, and fun events. Fun for the whole family. For more information, please check us out at paraconference.com.
Come on.
already made enough. Why do I get sick? How can I live a more balanced and whole life? These are just a few of the questions explored each week by naturopath, medical intuitive, and clairvoyant Dr. Rita Louise on Just Energy Radio. Explore your possibilities every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us at JustEnergyRadio.com.
Para X Radio and you.
This is Johnny. Johnny is going to use his computer to contact the spirits. His sister Jenny is very curious and watches. Johnny just typed in www.para-x.com and is now communicating with the dead. You go, Johnny. Jenny is excited because now she can listen to shows like Nightwatch with Todd Sheets, Caps Paranormal Radio with David and Tom, Paranormal Awareness with Bill Metz, Ghostology with Brian and Anna Marie, Leinster Paranormal Radio Show with Danny and Cormac, and the Ghost Divas Live. One day, the world will be a better place when we can all be like Johnny and Jenny. And tune into Para X Radio at www.para-x.com. All paranormal, all the time.
The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
You should, but thank you.
Just last week, I turned what?
Ghostly Cock Agent 27
for the 15th year in a row. Yes. Yes.
What was that?
I turned 27 for the 15th year in a row. Just last week.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they're all right. They're fine.
And yeah. I don't look a day over 69.
This break's the one that really put me under here because I'm just like really dragging right now. Man.
You need to drink more.
You even stepped out on the deck for a while. And
we had to go out there and get air and like okay. Hey man, what'd you shut that thing for?
It's a screen, dude.
It's a screen door.
That's like my lifeline right now. What are you doing?
Air is still gonna get in.
There's no five. Four. And they're all right there wanting to be in here.
Scott, what's our next question from our listeners?
I don't know.
Yes,
was that you? Is that Doug?
That was
Doug?
No,
now, all I can say is I took a beating for my belch earlier, and then Doug drops his bomb right now.
I did not. It was behind me.
You offended the whole paranormal community.
I know. I always.
We did that about an hour ago.
That's all right. I'll drink with them sometime.
I usually leave that up to me. Yeah, I offended all of Canada one night.
Hey, who's yeah.
Moderating the chat room? All of Canada.
I'm Canadian.
Don't worry.
Are you taking a picture of yourself?
I'll use any story.
That's the
front
of the camera.
All I can say is Amber looks hot tonight.
The front of the camera.
Yes, she does.
Amber is all made up for the event.
She looks hot.
It looked like the back of the
event with a capital E.
Okay, next question.
Right, we're turning this into just a big pile of random noise.
Isn't that what it normally turns
That's
into?
That's pretty much ghostly talk. Yeah. A big pile of random
next question.
Noise.
All right, this is another one that dropped in here. No. I knew we opened up a can of worms with that one.
Oh, bad.
We're going to get a call from some attorneys probably on Monday.
Undoubtedly.
Hey, we got one right over there.
Oh, that's right. We have a
we got, we got his honor right behind
us.
His honor.
We might need your services pretty soon.
Yes, yes. You have
right.
monitored this, haven't you?
All right. Oh, good. All right. So, anyways, we do have this. We did have another question. This was an interesting question. So, I really wanted to drop this one down.
Then I would have to leave.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Wow. You guys. Would you shut up? Not you.
Is that the letter?
Yeah, that was
wow, you guys.
How do you want to respond to that? No, wow, you guys. Oh, man. You are like that student in class.
Yeah, amateur. Come on, you should know better than that.
No, you're all right. You're okay. I'm just messing with you. All right, wow, you guys. Your show is getting... Oh, really? Oh!
God.
Well, let's take a break. How are your children doing?
You know it's a party when you have to hand your...
It actually says, but... That's what it says.
Is that what you texted back? Or is that what they... How old is your child?
What in the world does that mean? But...
Wow. I think
that... Wait a minute,
a little bit. A little bit.
All right, let me hammer. Let me
hammer. WAT. What?
Yeah. Let me hammer through this. We're short on time. Wow, you guys, your show is getting more and more awesome. Thank you very much.
Rock on.
I made sure to put that in there.
Until tonight, yeah.
I'm catching up on all your shows and have just listened to your March 8th episode, the one with Lynn Cattell and Michael Sala. I'm so glad you lightened it up and at the end to gather our thoughts with the lovely Katie Weatherup that we talked about.
Yeah.
Talked about. Were you there for that?
Probably
you
not.
You were there. Yeah, you were there for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
Wow, even for those of us who are really into this stuff and have digested all there is to know, this was truly a mind-blowing, amazing show. And that show with Katie Weatherup, was mentioned, that was about the kissing power. You know, she goes around and kisses people. Were you? I don't know if you were there, but were you there for that?
No.
Meatwad
was
there.
That was not a show that I was on.
You were working still. I remember.
Yeah. That. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so, okay. What the hell is that?
So, okay. There's power.
Here's the actual question. Thank you, by the way. We really appreciate that.
Oh wait, I was gonna
let's get the pictures done.
We usually
apparently everyone wants to kiss me tonight. I feel special.
The question I wanted to ask you:
if I was here wearing a shirt that says "Kiss Me, I'm Bonnie,"
I'm trying. I keep
Doug, shut up.
The question I wanted to ask you was, what do you think you, as part of the paranormal podcasting community, are actually part of the Disclosure Project? What better way for the CIA, government, whatever, to spread the word than through yourselves as podcasters and us as listeners? We will continue telling friends and family all about something we've heard, even if they think we're ready for sporting nice white padded jackets, they'll still be taking that information on board so that when the so-called media slowly infiltrate the so-called news, hey, it's happening already, which I do agree, the skeptics won't be too surprised. They've already had Looney Bell, well, that was herself, her name's Bell. I forgot to take that out of the email, sorry. But, you know, her name's Bell, whatever. And the rest of us telling them this stuff for years. The only thing that redeems me from implying insanity is my psychological education. What'd I say? Oh, sorry. Well, I'm trying to manage like 40 drunk people right now along with doing this show. Implying...
Wait, can you repeat the question?
It is a pretty long question,
isn't
it?
This is the longest question. I think it's a run-on question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wait, do you even know the question?
Well, yeah, I know the
question.
What
is the question?
I basically think the answer to the question is if you want honest and truthful answers towards the paranormal and its effects on everybody, you want to turn to Ghostly Talk because they're very skeptical about everything that comes across their way.
Can you do that? Can you say it directly into the microphone? That'll really help us out.
Okay. Sorry. Well, I think if you want honest and truthful answers to paranormal questions that you may have, turn to Ghostly Talk because they take a very skeptical attitude towards everything, and they're going to give you the truth, and they're not going to pat it for you in any civil way or shape or form.
Everybody gets a prize at Ghostly Talk.
Checks in the mail, Chris, by the way.
Well, I'm not going to
try reading the question again because I thought it had more to do with.
Well, what she was asking.
Are we an arm of the CIA or is the CIA infiltrating us?
Let's hammer through this again. What, as part of the paranormal podcasting community, are you actually part of the Disclosure Project? What better way for the CIA government, whatever, to spread the word than through yourselves as podcasters and us as listeners? We will continue to tell friends and family about something we've heard. Okay, so that's a direct question right there, okay?
Yeah.
We're not part of the CIA. We're not part of the government.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Asked and answered. The thing is, I don't understand. I understand conspiracy theorists, right? And I love a good conspiracy theory, but I don't have a... I find it very difficult to believe that anybody would think that we would be propagandizing something other people are, you know, trying to get out. I mean, we get the same news releases as everybody else. We get the same...
Well, let me rephrase this, though, too. The question I wanted to ask you was, do you think that you, as part of the paranormal podcasting community, are actually part of the Disclosure Project? Okay.
We don't take cues from anybody.
No.
If you'll notice out of the... there's a lot of shows out there that you can see where they're going and what they've been doing, and you pretty much can get a finger on the pulse of who they are and what their show is about just by looking at their past guests and things like that. If you see Jane Grant every week or every other week on their list, they're just out for the publicity.
Well, yeah, but
if you see Jane Grant are fascinating. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's just that you'll notice that they've been on a handful of times on Ghostly Talk, right?
What's that?
They've been on a handful of times. I think Grant's been on once.
They haven't even been on a handful of times. They've been on the show
one
time each.
One time each, yeah.
Jay was on the show once, Grant was on the show once.
Right. And really, isn't that enough? I mean, because you get to see them every single week on Sci-Fi Channel. So, there you go, that's enough. But there are shows that have them on all the time. And that's fine, but that's the direction of that show. This show's not about that. This show is about, and it's grown more and more towards, you know, back towards its roots, about information and interesting topics. And the truth is out there, and we're looking for it. But... What's happening is our show is obviously a lot more broad than even a CIA directive.
But what I think she might be asking more, too, the Disclosure Project is an actual...
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard of the Disclosure Project. And that's a nonprofit research project to work, fully disclose the facts about UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Let's get someone on from there.
I think we've tried. Yeah, I actually have tried that, and it just didn't work. The schedules didn't jive. But it's something we can look into. But I think you said it best already. We don't take any cues.
No, we don't.
We don't take any cues from anybody. We just do the show the way we want to do it.
Yeah. It's really literally all about us. We hear on other radio podcasts and other... radio shows and what books we've read, and it's about the things that we learn and what we want to know about and what we're interested in, and then hopefully that translates into what the audience also wants to hear and learn and know, and hopefully in a good way with our format. You know, I know our format's not for everybody, but
no, it isn't. But no, I think they're really that's a tough question to answer. But the bottom line really is that we just kind of do what we want to do.
Right.
And we really haven't been dictated by anybody ever in the past.
No, and when somebody does try to dictate...
We tell them to piss off.
Yeah, we tell them no way.
We've done it before and we'll do it in the future.
We have.
Because people have tried that.
Yeah, people have said, don't have that guest on. Or we think you should have this guest on. If it's somebody we're not interested in, we're not going to have them on. If it's somebody we're interested in, we're going to have them on. And it's really literally all about, you, Scott, and me. And Bonnie, if she should ever suggest somebody, we'd be like, get the person on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bonnie is single-handedly responsible for James. So, I mean, she has her input. Which James is the logo of Ghostly Talk. thank you to James and James.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, so she has her input, but for the most part, it's you and me who do. You do all the scheduling. I've had a few people here and there that I've poked into the schedule, but it's just who we're interested in, and that's it. Nobody sends down a memo.
No. No, and that is always going to be the case here with this show, I think. I hope that answered the question. I really hope.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's what she was looking for. Like I said,
I would love to live all cloak and dagger.
I didn't want to pre-answer these questions and write it down and like, just spew something back. I just wanted to read it here, you know, and just let us all respond to it. So, what?
Doug's table is haunted.
What's that?
Guys, I just want to say on behalf of the Ghostman Demonheart Show, I wanted to wish you guys a very happy 7th anniversary. You guys are truly the dinosaurs of the paranormal
podcast. Is the microphone even on?
I don't know, but I can't do it over again, so I'm too wasted right now.
Will you just call us dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Dinosaurs.
Let me do it the way Scott would understand. You guys are truly the godfathers of the paranormal community, man. That's right.
Per our conversation.
This favor I ask of you one day.
On the fork.
I just want to say, you guys have been kicking butt for 7 years. You guys have been kicking butt for 7 years. I just want to say congratulations, kudos, and we love you guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Keep rocking out.
And I love you, Shawnee.
We appreciate it.
Good job, Sean.
Yay, Shay for Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Shay for Sean.
Yay for Sean. He's got super sperm.
Yes. Shake three times for Sean.
Wait a minute. You can't forget Sean is going to be here in how many months?
So, okay.
What about another question?
We should go to break because it's getting loud in here.
Okay. Yeah, that was a really heavy question.
It was involved.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I want to do that. I want to take another break here.
What are we playing on the breaks, by the way?
Lots of music.
Good, good. This is people who make... They
Well, that's one thing. Before we do go to break, we got to do this fast, too. On our website, and I've actually bumped it up to the top of the site now.
Good.
Everything you're hearing here on the breaks, you know, it's all listed on our site. They're all independent bands, great bands. And definitely check these bands out. They're really cool, and they're nice enough to actually bless this show and let us use their music, too.
That's another thing that Ghostly Talk stands for. Independent media, independent music, independent art, all about independent stuff. These are independent artists. They've paid for the studio time themselves. They are in there writing on their, you know, lunch breaks from work. They're really, really... putting their, you know, their money where their mouth is, creating this music, and they just want it out there. So everybody, listen to this music, listen to all the breaks on Ghostly Talk, enjoy it, take some of it back with you. If you really enjoy it, check out the band. And we'll be right back with more questions from listeners for our 7th anniversary party.
Miss a live broadcast? Feel free to download it direct from the on-demand archives at ghostlytalk.com.
Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know. What? Oh wait, I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
go wrong, but as the devil takes a tumble, my own wisdom. I didn't know yet what I'd know when I was bleeding.
Wow, I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? Karma Cast has answers. Check out KARMAKAST.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Is the veil between this world and the next getting thinner? I'm Chris Sloan, inviting you to join in and listen to a new podcast that deals with the paranormal, Parapod, with new guests every week, from paranormal investigators to the people they help. Hear actual EVP. The people that capture
you. We go into a case to disprove a haunting. 3 flashlights, actually 4 counting the lantern, were actually honed in on this thing, and it was swallowing the light up.
Parapod. Log on to myspace.com/ Chris Sloan Radio. That's myspace.com/ CHRISSLONE Radio. The only difference between the believer and the skeptic is time. And your time is now.